bounty lies at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of what has been going on in Los Angeles the last couple of days, the media days of the L.A. Auto Show. And they're concluded now, and we are bringing you highlights. I last saw this gentleman just a few weeks back at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he is here. He has invaded the L.A. Auto Show. He is the one and only Fireball Tim Lawrence. Hey there, Fireball Tim. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Boy, the L.A. show has really kind of grown up. I mean, ever since they changed the date of the show, it used to be at a real awkward time of the year around the holidays. Ever since they've moved the time, boy, this has really grown in stature.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the only thing better than the cool cars are here is it's an even better attitude. Everybody's got smiles on their faces. They are just excited. Everyone's just very happy to be here. And it's a tremendous bounce back from where we were. You know, it's just neat to go around and just talk to people. Just everything is fresh and open, and the concepts all support that. It's really, really cool.
So true. And, you know, I must admit, I've lived in New England my whole life. You know, I've never really been a snow person. And there's nothing like coming out, you know, late at night, last night, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it's still 60 degrees out. I'm back in New England. It's a beautiful place to live, but you know, you got to wear coats and all that stuff. And
What's that?
I can see how you like this this California thing here. It's beginning to sink into me even more as I get older.
Well, I'm wearing a full suit now. Normally, I'm just walking around in trunks.
Very good. You live on the beach, too. What is that like?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I live out in Malibu, and it's neat because it's a highly creative environment. It is Hollywood. There's a lot of stars and stuff like that. But these are people that are doing their jobs and doing their jobs really well. And that's why people like going to the movies and watching them and enjoying what they do, because they're really good at it. You know, they're very passionate about it. And of course, it's definitely lucrative if you do it well and you focus. It's just a neat place to be and to go home to.
Let's talk a little bit about your own personal background. You came from a Hollywood family. As a matter of fact, your dad, I believe, was a quite a famous Hollywood producer.
Absolutely. He was a writer-producer, and actually still is. He's right now he's 82. He just wrote a musical, just had his memoirs published. He's an absolute machine, and I keep telling him he's got to, you know, maybe slow down just so I don't have to keep it up. But I got my brother here with me, Ethan. He's over here. He's a writer, producer, and television also. Here with my niece Alexa. They're walking around. But it's really neat. You know, it's a very creative family. My mom and dad were a writer, producer team, and my dad is still going strong. It's just amazing.
California is such a mecca of all things automotive, and certainly every weekend I hear reports about all kinds of goings on, you know, whether they're club meets or just local gatherings at donut facilities early in the morning on Saturdays or Sundays. And this is just all part of the culture of living out here. Automobiles and people and music, they're all kind of intertwined.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think donut derelicts would do half as well if it was watermelon derelicts, but the donut works. But yeah, you know, it's people are constantly looking for new and fresh things to do. It's a phenomenal place for sharing because, you know, when you build a ride and you take it to a show, you get a chance to be expressive, and that car is you, you know, and you get inspired too. And that's really what people want. They want to feel good, and that's the bottom line. And if you can create something that you can share, and that sharing allows you to feel good, you feel good in putting it together, and then people make compliments about it. You know, it's just the human condition, as far as I'm concerned, that the only reason to do these projects is to be to create inspiration for people and to be inspired, you know. And we work with just fantastic people, and I pride myself on doing the best I can with stuff, but there's tons and tons of people out there that are not big famous, you know, designers and that are building cars in their garages, and that just some of that stuff is just the coolest stuff ever.
Over the years, you've built a lot of different vehicles for both the television and movie industry, and you continue that work today. And I know you've got a vehicle on display here at the LA Auto Show that you've done for the folks at Auto Trader Classic. Tell us all about this vehicle.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a 1951 Chevy 3100 pickup. It's what we call a 21st century classic. So it has a combination of all the classic, beautiful lines. The body has been modified, but the internal stuff is a lot of super high technology from Sony. Auto Trader Classics, of course, was the company that we built it for. It's a promotional vehicle for them. So you can literally walk up to this vehicle. The whole tonneau cover elevates off of a cantilever system called the Sony Elevator. And out pops four Sony touchscreen Vio computers.
Wow.
And one of their HD Bravia TVs, which plays the five episodes that we did of the build of the truck itself. So it's in Cantia Hall in towards the back, you know, and so you can go back there. You can actually get online of Auto Trader Classics and search for your own cool ride. And there's a lot of really neat features. There's some great stuff in the motor. There's a hydrogen assist system by HH2. There's a lifetime oil filter from the company Lifetime Oil Filter. And there's just a lot of really neat things about it. You know, we tried to be expressive, and you know you're doing a good job when you get all kinds of opinions, you know. Some good, some not so good, but talk is talk, and that's great.
Hollywood Tim, where do you draw some of your creative inspiration from when doing vehicles like this or for individual customers? Where does some of that stuff emanate from?
Well, I'm inspired by a lot of different things. Of course, the vehicles, but I'm inspired by people a lot. You know, I have a lot of conversations. People come up to the tables. I'm going to be doing signings both Saturdays at the show here. And people come up and they tell me ideas, and we talk about things that inspire them, you know, and that's a great thing to share. I love nature. I love going out and being at the beach, going on doing hikes and seeing shape and form. I love colors. And you know, when I take photos here at the auto show, I spend the days, I'll focus one day and say the auto show in yellows, and I'll go around and look at just everything that's yellow, and I'll blog about that on our blog. And for me, what's cool about that is that I see things that I never would have seen just walking around the show, just kind of observing. When you focus and you find one thing that you want to look for, you generally see things you wouldn't normally get a chance to. So lots of things inspire me. My wife does, my brother does, and his ability to be creative and the shows that he does. Yeah, just a lot of things. You know, I'm inspired just sitting here with you, man.
That's great. And, of course, you've done some famous, really outrageous vehicles. I know you built a vehicle that was a monster garage that actually flew. Tell our listeners about this.
Well, we always joke it's the one vehicle that really scared the you-know-what out of Jesse, because it was the one vehicle that left the ground. So it was a Panos Esperante that had a 70-foot wingspan built on it. We did it in 7 days, brought some people in from Cessna to engineer and make sure that we weren't screwing things up. I was in charge of making sure the bullet holes were in the side of the car were correct, because we made it look like the Red Baron.
Okay.
You know, so it was a very successful build, and even a more successful flight. Took it to Kitty Hawk, flew it at the 3 times the distance of the original Wright brothers. And we always talked about the fact that we got to get this thing in the air, but we never talked about how to land it. And that's what freaked Jesse out when he was actually in the cockpit, 15 feet off the ground, and saying, basically, I got to do a 15-foot jump. Haven't done this before, but he came down smooth. It was awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. How can folks find out more about Hollywood Tim and follow all of your activities? What's the best web destination?
Our website is fireballtim.com. You can go directly to the blog from there and subscribe that way, because we reveal all new trailers for all new action movies. We have a new movie called Faster coming out. We're going to the Hollywood premiere on Monday, which is really going to be cool. And so we reveal new cars, new concepts, anything that is automotive Hollywood comes directly out of that blog.
There he is, Fireball Tim. Thanks for being a part of our broadcast here in Los Angeles.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, step aside, and then more of our coverage is coming your way.
Giving your radio a broadcast tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long. Just quit your bitching about your thumb, save it for a rainy day, son.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose seven of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I had a little meeting today at NBC. What are you doing?
You know, I went swimming. I can't get this water out of my ear.
So do you remember 5 years ago we did that pilot, Jerry? Well, the new guy at NBC wants to do it. They're putting it on the air. They're giving us a 13-episode commitment.
You're moving to California?
Yeah, only for a while.
Yeah, but Jerry, what happens if the show's a hit? You could be out there for years. You might never come back.
No, I'll be back.
Jerry, it's L.A. Nobody leaves. She's a seductress. She's a siren. She's a virgin. She's a horror.
And my agent said, as a bonus, I can use their private jet. So we'll all go somewhere, the four of us. One big flame before George and I go to California.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here in Los Angeles, the site of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Arwood Nishong, who is Mercedes Senior Manager for Fuel Cell and Fleet Operations. Thank you so much for joining us. And you've got an interesting role within Mercedes. You were telling me off air about your role as being the Fleet Manager for Fuel Cell Development based over in Germany. It must be very fascinating work that you're doing.
Yes, and mostly at this in these times today when the public perception and the whole environment for zero-emission vehicles is really picking up speed. So it's a very exciting time to work on this technology. As you may know, Mercedes-Benz has been working on this technology for more than 10 years now. And we have developed fuel cells, fuel cell stacks, fuel cell systems to run the car. And today in LA, we are showing our V-Class, Mercedes-Benz V-Class, S-Cell vehicle, which is a compact car, a four-seater passenger car. It has been sold in millions in Europe over the last years as an unconventional driven car with gasoline or diesel engines. And now we have it here with a fuel cell powertrain. It has zero emissions, and it runs, of course, on electrical current that is generated from the fuel cell system on the vehicle.
That is incredible. Tell us a little bit more about the science of fuel cell technology on this vehicle on display here at the LA Auto Show. As you say, it has zero emissions and is powered entirely by the fuel cell technology. How does it work? Kind of put it in layman's terms.
Yeah, in very, very short sentences, basically it's hydrogen gas that you fuel into the tanks, very different to a charging battery vehicle. So you fuel the gas into the tanks at a fueling station, and with air from the environment, the oxygen in the air and the hydrogen is brought together in a chemical reaction, a controlled chemical reaction. The result is chemically pure water. That's the only emission out of the exhaust pipe, pure water. And there's an electrical power generated in that process. And we use that power to drive the electric motor of the vehicle. So it's also an electric vehicle, to be precise. Only difference is we don't take the power from, for example, a battery, but
sure,
we take it from the fuel cell.
Absolutely. The fact that Mercedes has invested over 10 years of time and development into this technology shows a great commitment to the fuel cell. Tell us a little bit more about Mercedes' philosophy towards the fuel cell.
As we have been developing these things, we had some fleets running, for example, in California, starting from 2004. We had 35 A-class F-cell vehicles run, also a smaller compact car, four-seater. And at that time, the range was not big enough. At that time, it wouldn't be able to start at temperatures where water becomes ice below zero in centigrade. So we worked on this. And now with the B-Class S-Cell, we tested this in very cold conditions. You could start even when it's very cold, when water is frozen. We have learned from what the customers told us. Those customers in California ran more than 380,000 miles in the last years with this technology. So we know it's now ready for the market. We want to introduce it. And we're doing this on the one hand on the passenger cars, and on the other hand, we also have been doing this with buses, big public transportation buses carrying 40 to 50 people. We also had a fleet run in various cities around the world, even Australia and China and also Europe. Also a fleet that has done in daily operation, making money by transporting people. And another 1.4 million miles have been performed there. So we know, and that's what we want to show, that this technology is really ready to propel vehicles in big style. And looking at the current discussion about electric vehicles, there's a battery electric vehicle that has its limitations. I think more people become aware more and more that the battery has limited energy content, so the range is limited. And as the vehicle weight becomes bigger, the range is smaller. And there's charging time that needs very many hours. So this is where the fuel cell is much better. You just charge your fuel, hydrogen gas, in 3 minutes' time, like you do with your current vehicle today. And you have a much higher range. For our compact cars, 240 miles with one tank. So we're really achieving, and today reaching, the normal functionality of a passenger car. You have four people in it. You have the full trunk capacity. You fuel in 3 minutes. And you get 240 miles range and it's zero emission.
Oh,
that's
amazing.
Why we do fuel cell.
And like you say, a lot of folks today have a new term, range anxiety, about the electric vehicles. But having that extended range, like you say, with the fuel cell of 200-plus miles eliminates that.
Yes, correct. That's correct. And if we now take one step further and we look at even bigger vehicles, this is a compact car, the B-Class we're talking about, a four-seater. As you know, Mercedes-Benz has mostly bigger sedans, five-seaters, C-class,
sure.
S-class. These are even heavier because they have much more luxury items, systems in it. So the problem becomes even bigger if you would use batteries. So that's where the fuel cell again kicks in and says, this is how we're going to solve the range anxiety, with fuel cells, with hydrogen gas.
Very good. Tell us a little bit more about the testing that you've done in Europe on stuff like buses and other fleets. I would imagine you've gathered lots of very valuable information from that.
Yes, that's what we have done. Firstly, of course, this testing takes place internally in our research and development department. We're driving along roads, autobahns. We're coming to Death Valley, actually, in Nevada.
Wow.
We were in L.A. area last year to test here, to do some city driving. So we choose the most extreme situations we can find anywhere in the world, be it very cold or very dry or very hot or very humid. And we put the vehicles there to make sure they run in everyday situations that the customer sees. We go to San Francisco downtown to have the hills.
Oh, yeah,
see our
sure.
It's okay. That's what we do. It's very exciting to be in all these places and see how the vehicles really perform there. And what we learn then, we directly put into the development program of the next fleet.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you very much for stopping by our broadcast locale and telling us all about the exciting fuel cell vehicle that folks can check out right here at the LA Auto Show. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage will come your way.
Keeping my eyes on the road, I see you.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
99 miles from L.A., I kiss you, I miss you, please be there.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and we appreciate very much you joining us here on the broadcast as we bring you extensive coverage of the L.A. International Auto Show. The media days just concluded, and right now we're going to tell you the story of a launch of a street-legal electric car, and the gentleman who is going to be telling us all about it is CEO of WeGo Electric Vehicles, and the gentleman's name is Michael McQuarrie. Michael, thanks so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great time here at the show.
Excellent. Well, this is certainly a wonderful venue to launch an electric vehicle. The LA Auto Show has kind of been the hotbed of green technology and emerging technology, so I'm not surprised that you chose this place to make a very important announcement.
Yeah, and Los Angeles, I think, has an even greater extended reason for a car like ours that's all electric to launch. One is, the number that I keep touting today is 109, and that's the current air quality index in Los Angeles. And it's actually a good day, but even today at 109, the air is harmful for the elderly and other at-risk health people such as small children. And I think part of the solution is going to be putting more electric cars like WeGo on the road. The other reason I think Los Angeles was a great place to launch this car is I don't think there's any other car market in the world where your image is so tied up in the car that you drive. One of the things that we want to try and get across to people is, if you go to some of the booths here, they're lavishly laid out, and they've got, you know, all of the, I think they call them, you know, product models, and these hot, sexy girls that are showing you the car. And the messaging is basically, if you buy one of these sports, luxury sports cars, you too can be like a celebrity. You can be rich. You can have a hot girlfriend or wife like this. And all the messaging is sort of centered around what this car can do for you. And our proposition that we're trying to flip, to sort of paraphrase the old John F. Kennedy line, is instead of asking, what can a car do for you, why not ask, what can your car do for the country? So our proposition as WeGo is, let's take a serious look at electric cars and putting more of those on the road. Because in terms of helping the air quality, you know, I won't even get into the climate debate, but I think everybody can agree that improving the air quality is a universal goal this country, and also ending our dependency on foreign oil. I think you'll get a unanimous vote in the room for that. Clearly, more electric cars on the road is a path towards doing both of those two things.
Absolutely, and listeners will definitely want to know more about WeGo. Let's begin at the beginning. How long has the company been around?
Yeah, you know, we founded the company about 4 years ago, a group of American entrepreneurs. We got together, and it was really, there wasn't a lot of buzz around electric cars. Amazing sort of how the tidal wave has hit the beach here in the last 12 months. But when we got this idea about 4 years ago, my background's a technology background. I was one of the early guys at Mindspring, and we built Mindspring Internet Service to eventually be the second largest in the world behind AOL. And when I left there, I wanted to always make sure whatever work I did, I thought would be significant and could be contributory in a larger society way. And there wasn't much talk about electric cars. And I remember seeing the documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car? And what struck me more than anything was the voice of the people that had the cars and had them taken away. They were saying things like, I loved that car. I'd buy another one tomorrow. I'd convince my neighbor to buy one. There was a true emotional attachment to those cars. And what struck me as the only other time in my business career I'd seen that sort of emotion centered around a product or a service was in the early days of Mindspring, when our subscribers would say things like, the Internet has changed my life, and I love Mindspring, and I sent you guys an extra $5 this month because I don't want you to go out of business. And I said, you know what? I know those people.
Yeah.
Early technology adopters, if they like your product, they'll become evangelical and tell everybody about it. And I started wondering if there was a way that a group of us could create an electric car and bring it back on the road. And I found out early on that an electric car is really an even combination of technology and automotive. And I had no fear on the technology front that we could figure out how to make a great car. And it was just a matter of rounding out the team with some really smart automotive people and putting that team together. And I think we've really reached a big milestone today by launching the first affordable all-electric car in America.
That's great. Congratulations on that. Tell our listeners a little bit about the size of the WeGo and also the look of the WeGo. This is California, and that's going to be very important. So tell us about those attributes.
Sure. It's a two-seat car with an ample storage space in the back, and it gets 100 miles of range on a single charge. It uses lithium iron batteries. A lot of people are using lithium ion chemistry, and there's sort of a battery competition hodgepodge going. Lithium iron is one of the lower power density frames in the family, but there's no cooling issues. You don't have the thermal runaway issues you have with lithium ion and the need for a big elaborate cooling system. So we settled on lithium iron batteries. Thus, the name of the vehicle is the WeGo Life, being a takeoff on the chemical symbol for lithium, the chemical symbol for iron, which is Fe. And you can win lots of bar bets by asking people what the chemical symbol is for iron, because they all jump right to the eyes and skip that. But it's a great little car. Its AC motor is nominally 20 horsepower, which doesn't sound like much. It'll run up to 60 in performance, which also doesn't sound like much in terms of internal combustion horsepower. But you got to remember that an electric car is instantaneous torque, meaning when you hit that accelerator, it is going to pin you back into the seat, and it will run a quarter mile with all sorts of luxury sports cars that you wouldn't imagine. It's going to retail for $32,995. Now, it's fully appointed with things like a great JVC stereo system, great speakers. One of the things I learned earlier in my career, I was setting up recycling programs for Mobil Corporation, and this was before there was any plastic recycling at all, before there was many consumer recycling opportunities out of the home. And I would go into a community, I would have a town hall meeting, and I would say to everybody, who here thinks recycling is a great idea? And 100% of the people would raise their hand. Then I would say, okay, now if I had to inconvenience you a little, and you have to separate the materials in different bins in your garage, and the glass goes in one, and the cans go in another, and the plastic goes in another, how many of you would participate in that? Half of the hands would go down. And I would say, okay, if I had to inconvenience you a little more, and you had to take it out to the curb every Thursday morning, how many of you would participate? Another half of the hands would go down. So now I'm at 25%. And then the kicker was, if I can't get anybody in your community that will come by and pick it up, how many of you would put it in the back of your car, drive it to the local recycling center every Saturday and do the recycling that way? The participation rate would drop to 2%. And this is something that 2 minutes earlier, everybody in the room agreed was a great idea. And what I learned from that is people want to do the right thing, But if you inconvene some and make them sacrifice too much, their general tendency is going to be to drift away from it. So as we set about to build an electric car, which we knew everybody would think was a great idea, we had to keep in mind we cannot sacrifice style, fit, finish, or amenity in this car, or that same take rate that I saw in my old recycling day was going to happen. So it's a fully appointed, wonderful little car. I think we're going to make a big splash with it.
That's great. And as far as dealers are concerned, how would one go about finding out their local dealer? And you mentioned you've got a number of franchises right now, and I'm sure you're going to be expanding throughout the nation. But is there a particular website or other information you'd like to give out telephone-wise? Otherwise, feel free to do so.
Right, yeah. If everybody would go online and take a look at www.wego.net, and Wego's W-H-E-E-G-O, again, .net, not .com, they'll find out a lot of information about Wego, where our dealers are. They'll also find out a lot of information about, you know, electric cars in general. We want people to know about other electric cars so they can be educated and make a smart decision. At this point, I don't look at anybody in our space as a competitor. I think a rising tide is going to lift all boats. I just want the American public, when they're going to buy a new car, to consider an electric car as part of that purchase set. It may not be the right car for everybody. I want, you know, the dealers and the dealer sales reps to be completely honest about what it can and can't do. And for a lot of people, though, I think you're going to find out it's going to be, you know, a great alternative for them.
Well, a great story. It's the launch of the first street-legal electric car here at the L.A. International Auto Show. At the L.A. International Auto Show, and our special guest has been Michael McQuarrie, who is Wego's electric vehicles CEO. Michael, thanks for telling us this great story, and look forward to getting you back with us down the road so we can get further updates.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much for including us.
We'll take a time out for some important messages, and then we'll return to coverage of the L.A. International Auto Show.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes.
recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back to our special broadcast as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Greg Clark, who is the manager of AMG products for Mercedes-Benz. Hey there, Greg. Great to meet you live and in person. We've done a couple of phone interviews, but it's always a pleasure to chat with you about all things AMG.
It's nice to be here and actually finally meet you, Bob.
Let's talk about the big story here in the City of Angels is the debut of the CLS AMG variant. And, this vehicle I have not seen in person, but I've seen the pictures, and it's a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle, and you've injected a whole lot of AMG into it. Tell our listeners a little bit about the AMG variant of the CLS.
Happy to. As you said, drop-dead gorgeous, and that's something which it was actually quite difficult for us to do considering the car that it was replacing. I mean, the car CLS, the previous generation, launched back in 2004, really reestablished the four-door coupe segment.
And it was totally.
An unexpected vehicle from Mercedes-Benz, and the AMG variant of that car was very popular, and we hope that this car is going to be equally as popular. Different design theme, evolutionary, still very attractive in its own right.
Tell us about the power plant that resides under the hood of that CLS AMG.
Something that we're very proud of. Our new 5.5-liter V8 bi-turbo motor, I like to describe it, it's paradoxical in a way. We have increased the horsepower, increased the torque, increased the overall performance, reduced fuel consumption by up to 33%, which is a big, big achievement for us, and it's part of our road to 2015. We call it efficient performance, and it's something that is one of the core and central tenets of AMG, not only to deliver thrilling performance, but to do that in an environmentally and a socially responsible way.
Amazing. That's incredible that you were able to pull off those feats. Tell us about the horsepower and torque numbers on this particular vehicle.
Ranging, and there is, I'll quote two numbers here, because in standard form the car develops 518 horsepower and 516 pound-feet of torque. With the optional P30 performance package, that number, or those numbers, go up to 550 horsepower and 590 pound-feet of torque, which is, if you put it in relative terms, it's about 43% more torque than the engine that it replaces. And as we all know, torque is king.
Absolutely. Americans love 0 to 60 times, and I myself love a little blast from the stop sign or the stoplight every now and then, and so AMG always delivers on that front. And also, in recent times, AMG is also involved to be even more of a total package. I know years ago, folks criticized AMG products for being more of a straight-line vehicle, but that's not true anymore. I mean, all the recent recently introduced vehicles are just wonderful handling cars. Tell us about the suspension upgrades and the braking upgrades on this CLS rendition.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bob. They are designed holistically or with holistic performance in mind. It's not just a big or impressive engine put into a Mercedes-Benz chassis. If you take the suspension, for example, we use a really interesting hybrid setup in this car, where we use the steel springs at the front and an electro-pneumatic system at the rear.
Wow.
So steel springs at the front allow the car to be as responsive as possible in terms of turning. There's no substitute for a good steel spring setup. The rear, with that low-leveling pneumatic suspension, really does make sure that the car is very, very refined at the same time. Braking. Four-disc perforated ventilated discs all around, 14.2 inches. Compound rotors up at the front. The car brakes actually even more quickly than it accelerates.
That's a good thing when you're packing that kind of power.
Yes, exactly. Power is nothing without control, I think, is the phrase.
Very interesting, you know, wheel designs, a little bit different from what I've seen from AMG on the CLS.
It's, again, evolutionary. We have our own style. It's a very attractive wheel. We have a couple of different options for the CLS 63 just to be able to provide our customers the kind of choice that they might find with other manufacturers. We find that the wheels are very complementary to the design of the car, which is very angular, very masculine design, if I might say. But it works very well. The coefficient of drag has gone down significantly, up to about 13 to 15% better. And that's one of the things that helps us with great fuel efficiency. Now, we are down to, the figure that we just quoted in our press conference here is a maximum of 24 miles per gallon, which from a car producing 550 horsepower is, if I do say so myself, even though I'm outrageously biased, it's remarkable.
It is remarkable. No argument here. Let's take our listeners inside the CLS AMG. Always, you guys do a wonderful job of integrating some additional sporting touches to the interior of the vehicle, and I'm curious to find out what you've done with the CLS.
Yeah, again, in the same vein of creating a holistic package, I mean, one of the first things that's most important, the things that's most important about the car is the seats. It's one of the things that, although you don't look at, of course, because you're sitting in them, they're things that you feel the entire time. Very supportive, fully adjustable, pneumatic, what we call drive dynamic seats that react either the or inflate either the left or right seat bolster depending on the lateral G-load of the car. Sounds a little bit technical, but really is very effective when you're on spirited drives because that reduces the fatigue load on the driver. Otherwise, throughout, steering wheel, chunky, very, very sporty. Instrument clusters completely unique for AMG. Carbon fiber on the interior trim that we have here on the car that's on the stand here. And the car is as, or the interior is as refined and not a dirty word, it's as luxurious as you'd expect a Mercedes-Benz to be.
Excellent. While I've got you, I can't help but ask you to tell our listeners a little bit about the great success of the first AMG engineered product, the CLS AMG. It's been a great success from what I can see. I was up at Monterey during Pebble Beach Week last August, and it was a gulling gulch up there. I never saw so many SLSs in one place in my entire life.
Yes, we did bring quite a few up there, and it has been SLS AMG frenzy recently, which for our new gullwing is wonderful. The response has been beyond all expectations. I think a lot of people really did, they want to own a piece of modern day history, a car which is arguably the spiritual successor to the 300 SL of the 50s and 60s. So I couldn't ask for anything more. We've been very, very careful with how we have produced those cars, and they're super exclusive, and that's one that we know certainly for our customers, that's one of the key purchase drivers is exclusivity. Very important for us. And one of the cars that are up in Monterey that you mentioned, they were actually promoting the AMG Driving Academy, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that one of the big announcements from the LA Auto Show for us is that as of 2011, all new AMG vehicles purchased will come with a complimentary one-day AMG driving experience, which we have three locations, Laguna Seca, Monterey, Road Atlanta, and Lime Rock Park up in the Northeast.
Wow, that's fantastic news. California, Los Angeles here. This is a very important show for Mercedes-Benz and for AMG. I understand that you guys sell more AMG products here in North America than any other place in the world. And in this particular state, you sell a great number of AMG badge vehicles.
We absolutely do. California, the West Coast in general, is a very, very important region for us. And you're right, the U.S. is, as a market, we are the number one market in the world currently. For most manufacturers, China is accelerating at
amazing
speed. California, very, very important. In fact, California sells more AMG vehicles per year than most other countries. So if you take some of the smaller European countries, we certainly sell more cars in California than those countries.
Wow. How many different AMG offerings, how many different variants are available for model year 2011?
Model year 2011, we plan to have 13, if you include the SLS AMG model, which is, as you mentioned, is the first AMG designed and developed 100% by us, by the AMG organization. So we have, we do have offerings in many of the Mercedes-Benz model lines. We like to apply AMG where it makes sense, and we have some pretty exciting product coming next year for model year 12, which I hope we can talk about, Detroit or New York or something like that.
Sounds good to me. Love talking AMG, and can't wait to check out the all-new CLS AMG on display here at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. Is there a special web destination that folks can go to check out the AMG product portfolio, Greg?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you for asking. And there are two different locations, destinations, really. Firstly is our national corporate website, is mbusa.com, MercedesBenzUSA.com. Alternatively, the global website for AMG is Mercedes-AMG.com, where you can find all the information you could ever hope to find about AMG products, our brand, our history, our heritage, and our portfolio.
Greg, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Thanks again for making the time for me, Bob.
This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.